Weekend Wagers, brought to you by weekendwagers.com. Go there. You can sign up for their free newsletter. Lance Motown Fisher joins us once again. Motown, what's happening?
It's a beautiful day, Jason. It's a beautiful day.
Let's talk. First of all, I want NCAA. We got March Madness coming up right away. And you're telling me there'll be $9 billion wagered, but seven of that will be illegal. So the government of the United States, they get nothing.
Nothing. No, it just moves back and forth between entities, but also offshore, of course, as well. Caribbean, Europe, in various places. But yeah, essentially 80% is not wagered onshore.
You got to think, though, that that in itself might be why the government of the United States looks and says, okay, I think we might have to dip into this, because that's a lot of that could be a lot of extra money for taxpayers.
At this time, absolutely. That's something that's been talked about for a lot of years. And I mean, they've cracked down on it more than anything. But, you know, Vegas is taking a hit even in, as we speak right now, and in how their models are working. And yeah, the U.S. economy could definitely use that extra revenue.
The Floyd Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight comes up in less than 2 months now. Do people wager this early? Does it change historically in big fights like this?
A lot of it comes, especially because it's in May, a lot of what happens is you're going to go to Vegas for the weekend and you're a casual boxing fan and you want to make the bet now, somewhere legal, you want to keep the ticket, that type of thing. So you're going to go there and with the idea that you're going to make a wager now, but really you're not going to see a lot of, it's probably 20% of the money at this point is in the actual coffers.
Mayweather right now is anywhere from minus 200 to minus 210. Pacquiao is a plus 170 to plus 180. Do you think that will change?
In all likelihood, the money on Pacquiao will probably go down, as in it'll probably go down to 160, I would imagine, because this is a global fight. This isn't just a North American fight. This is huge. And a lot of Asia hasn't stepped in yet, and they're not going to step in, particularly in Macau, probably for at least another 4 to 6 weeks, you know, a couple weeks before the fight really starts. And there'll be a lot of heavy betting going on at that point, especially in Asia. Particularly, you know, that whole community really roots for Manny. And with this dog in play, really, this is something that is, it's stabilized. It used to be, I think 2 weeks ago when we were talking, it was about you could get 225, 230, plus 225 or 230. Now it's mostly 170, 180 with the occasional plus 200. That's a huge move early on. A lot of what I'm reading is that the bets are on Manny.
Well, and I know I was reading online that there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there saying boxing needs more than one major fight. So if Pacquiao wins, then there's a guaranteed rematch. If Mayweather wins, it's probably one and done. And a lot of people are saying that they would do that. I don't really buy it by any stretch. But I guess if depending on how Pacquiao wins, you watch Mayweather in his career, he just never really gets hit.
No, and even actually Mike Tyson has chimed in on this one. He's saying he comes at you from every angle, throwing punches. He's all energy. You got to think that, you know, one other angle that a lot of people aren't talking about is the fact that the total for this, you know, there's always a total for something. In this case, the total is whether or not it'll go, the total is 11 and a half rounds. Will it go to the 12th round? And right now the total is minus 340 to go to the 12th round, starting at minus 290. So it's increased quite a bit. And if you think somebody will get knocked down before the 12th round, then it will. You get plus 280 on it, which is an interesting value. But really, I think most of what you see out of boxing, I mean, this is probably one of its final stands. And I don't believe there's a fix in, but on the other side of that, You kind of do need that Ali Frazier type atmosphere. And really the only way that's going to happen is if Manny wins, you would think. I think the best case for this, for boxing right now, would be a decision, but a real controversial one. That would be what would fire up everybody for, you know, a year down the road, another $1 billion being pushed around, bet on, purse, huge purse. I believe that sometimes these things just have a way of happening.
Lance Motown Fisher, WeekendWagers.com, joins us. Your momentum play, you're going with the Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah, we had a couple momentum plays. The Hawks are one of them. They're 23-6 against plus 500 or considered good opponents. Phoenix is really reeling. They've scored. They have Brandon Knight, their point guard's injured. They've scored under 80 points two of their last three games, even though they are off a win. Atlanta is 17-4 this season in totals that are typically a little bit higher in the 201-208 range, where they're basically saying they're going to score, they're going to score a lot. The Hawks have won 7 out of 9, but public perception is more or less off of them for at least a little bit. I mean, it's gone from 5.5 to 6, some places 6.5. The Hawks have lost 2 out of 3. Kind of inexplicably to the 76ers and the Nuggets, which is strange for a team that's right on top of the league. And this is one of those adjustment spots that we definitely see could work out. In the NHL, we actually see another, I see another nice momentum play. Two favorites, we call them, you know, a chalk play. A lot of times, like yesterday, we were definitely leaning on the Blue Jackets. Today, we tend to go with the favorites. Our raw numbers are suggesting both Calgary and Minnesota. Calgary's at -192, Minnesota's at -150. If you combine them, you get +153. It's a nice way to say that if you're going to hit, you're going to hit something nice. But if you don't, you know, if Calgary stumbles against Toronto, well, so be it. You're not going to throw -192 just to play that one game alone. If you have to throw $20 just to, or $19.20 to win just $10. So you're putting a lot of money.
That doesn't make sense.
So that's why sometimes you take these two particular scenario where you got two favorites. We like them in their own numbers. We also, you know, we look at a few of the key statistics. One of them is, you know, we have Calgary winning by a goal, but Toronto's just 2-20 under Horacek as a dog, as a head coach since he's become the head coach. And as well, we also have a nice little system backing in Mini tonight where it shows a decent team in contention, typically in this case in March, at a 55% clip, which Minnesota, if you take for wagering purposes, we don't count overtime losses as points. We just count them as losses. So they're at about a 55.2% record, playing another decent team over .500 this late in the year when these two teams tend to play against each other within the conference, shows a 60% win clip on a pretty close to even line. So 60% of the time, a good team in the conference will beat another good team in the conference in March. That's what we're seeing. And you know, there's other factors at play, but we look, this is kind of the crux and one of the more, if you're going to try to translate it into sensibility, this is one of them.
And looking at the over-under right now, surprisingly, the amount of goals the Oilers have given up lately, their line really hasn't moved. Tonight, the line for the over-under is 5.5. Edmonton's allowed 5 goals against the Kings, 7 Carolina, 5 Detroit, 6 Pittsburgh, right? And Edmonton scored 4 goals twice in those 4 games. So to me, it would seem like an obvious over-under. However, you know, Columbus, you wonder, is this on back-to-back nights? Like, what do the stats say? Are there more goals historically when teams are playing back-to-back?
It always just honestly depends on the pace of the team. Some teams just don't care. You look in basketball, back-to-back doesn't mean anything for the Golden State Warriors. They're going to shoot. They're going to shoot often. Teams with pace, like, you know, you have to look at and say, what happened the night before? Are the Oilers going to clamp down after allowing 6 goals last night, particularly in the way that they did in the odd-shaped game, odd-paced game that happened last night? But there's no reason, from what we've been watching from the Oilers, there's no reason for anything to be against the norm here. Right now, Columbus has also scored 3 goals, at least 3 goals in 5 of their last 6. So what does that say for the Oilers? I mean, it's hard to say to go, you know, contrary and say it's going to be a 2-1 game and the Oilers are going to clamp down. They haven't shown any signs that they're going to clamp down, and their goaltending hasn't showed that either. So right now, this is one of those that our run numbers are definitely leaning over. And if I was going to make a sports select play, which my momentum plays this year are still quite a bit ahead. Well, I'm 35-34, up 5 units since we started here on the Jason Gregor Show. We've made almost 70 plays, and we're ahead by a little bit. And my 3 plays on a sports select ticket tonight would be, for a $2 play, would be Atlanta to win, the Hawks. Toronto, Miami under 206.5. That line's moved down all the way to 203.5. And Toronto has not been playing well as of late. The Raptors have been playing quite terrible. And the Oilers and Blue Jackets over 5.5. On a $2 bet, that would return you $11, which, you know, it's a good shot. It's a good fun shot here tonight. 3 decent picks that I believe have good value behind them. And, you know, if the Oilers play up to par, that should work out.
Quickly, NCAA, you know, people got to fill out their brackets, right?
And one of the 40 million?
Oh, yeah, 40 million. They're
40 million people and 70 million brackets. The average person fills out at least almost 2 brackets.
In the United States.
And keep in mind, they're using the statistic, only 66 people actually voted for Obama. So there's more brackets than there are votes for the president. That's what they're projecting.
That's ridiculous. Like, when you think about where we're at in the world, that people are going to put in. Now, you know why? Because I guess the bracket they do at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's most of them are free. Right? Because a lot of
a lot of people don't like politics, let's face it, that too. I mean, a lot of people.
Even though it does impact your life. But
of course. So does basketball and hockey.
Well, yeah, not on the same level. I don't think you get tax refunds from being a sports fan, sadly. But the Gonzaga, there's a lot of Gonzaga fans. They're right now 22-1. Kentucky is even money as the favorite to win. When you go back and you look at all this, how often does the favorite actually come through in NCAA?
Usually two out of the four make it to the Final Four. The favorite, not often. Okay. You know, it's always going to be tight. This is one of those years that, you know, there's only two favorites that are single digits. One is Kentucky because they haven't lost all year, and then Wisconsin. And I've watched some Wisconsin. They, you know, they look great, but nothing special. I've watched Gonzaga a number of times this year, and you know, just watching, just getting the texture of the field. 22-1 for Gonzaga. This is my sort of deep range long bomb. 22-1. Usually Gonzaga sits. The last few years, they've been sitting at about 8, 9, 10 to 1, and people expected them to go to the Final Eight. Well, this year, you know, they've only lost twice all year. Their strength of schedule was a little weaker than it has been in the past, but they've got some great players. Like, they have a Polish 7-1 center in Karnowski. They have the University of Kentucky cast off Kyle Wilcher. Last year he was, you know, sixth man of the year. He's half Canadian. He's 6'10". He averages almost 17 points a game. And then the other Canadian from Ontario, their point guard, Kevin Pangos. Like, this is their starting five. They're ninth in the NCAA in scoring, and they got an insanely great defense. And then aside from being a homer with all the Canadians, this team has such a pedigree. If you remember the 90s, if you remember Arvydas Sabonis, if you remember Sabonis from Portland, this is his son, who's a freshman now. He's playing. He's the 6'7" man coming off the bench. He's 6'10" and he's averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds. I mean, this team really has. I mean, if you're going to bet on anything, a 22-1. I mean, what the heck? That's as good as anything.
Motown, always good to catch up with you. Go to weekendwagers.com. You can get the sign up. It's free. Get the newsletter every day. And if you're an NCAA guy, they've got all the plays on that. Of course, NHL. Major League Baseball
coming up
right around the corner, and all more. So check it out, weekendwagers.com.